So, hello and welcome to Outspoken Beauty, the ultimate guide to makeup. Now, this is in addition to your normal Outspoken Beauty podcast on a Sunday. And we're going to do this every Wednesday and it's going to be about 15 minutes long. And it is a simple, foolproof guide to a different aspect of makeup every week. You can expect loads of product recommendations and lots of hints and tips. And I've got one of the best makeup artists in the industry co-hosting this with me. So you know that the information you get is going to be absolutely spot on. So Cher Webb, welcome to the Outspoken Beauty family. Now I'm going to start just by asking you to summarise your makeup career.
I've been a makeup artist for around 15 years and I've travelled the world doing makeup for fashion shows, red carpet, celebrities, weddings, and I do makeup on myself for tutorials. Like it's a whole journey that I've had over the past 15 years and I'm still learning every day, which is why I still do it.
And you used to work with Sam from Pixie Woo, didn't you, at MAC?
I did, yeah, like Sam and Nick. So we both, well, the three of us all worked at MAC. And then Nick and I worked together in the pro store at MAC. And we worked together for a good 2 or 3 years, actually. And she was off to do her YouTube venture 10 years ago, which back then I kind of didn't really understand what she was off to do. But now she's like a global megastar. So
it's amazing, yeah,
it's
isn't
incredible.
It? It is absolutely. But you were there at the beginning with her.
Yeah.
So we're getting together every week and we're just going to talk makeup tips. And we were chatting before, weren't we, about how different skin types and also different ages sometimes need different types of makeup.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, on Instagram, I get questions from every different age group and it's really just a conversation on there that I want to be able to help people to find their perfect texture, shade, because everyone's so different and there's so much makeup out there at the moment. Makeup is at its peak, I think, beauty in general, and there's so much out there.
It's everywhere, isn't it? Another thing we chatted about was the fact that there's makeup artists and YouTube stars are two very different things. And I think, you know, a lot of YouTube stars have really fun, good techniques. But I think a true makeup artist, getting advice from a makeup artist who spent years and years training, I think is really, really handy.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, once you've actually had that hands-on experience, you know, I worked at Selfridges on this shop floor. It's kind of where I've learned a lot of my techniques and everything because it's such a fast-paced business there. And so you'd have a different walk of life, like kind of walking it every single minute. So a different eye shape, different lip shape. You'd be backstage at Fashion Week working with every single skin tone, every single skin type as well. So you're kind of thrown into situations as a makeup artist, which makes you continually have that, you know, ongoing skill level.
Well, now I've introduced you, we are going to talk every week. We're going to have a different makeup topic. I'm really going to get into the topic and give great advice. And this week, what have we chosen?
We've chosen red lips because red lips is such a massive and personal thing. I think for women as well, lots of women say that they don't suit red lipstick, whereas I think they maybe haven't discovered the right one for them yet. There has to be a shade for everyone out there.
Well, that's because for me, I've said before on this podcast, I have a fear of red lipstick because two reasons. Number one, I don't think it suits me. My mum said to me before that I don't look good in it, which, you know, is I take her advice so seriously.
Yeah.
And also, I tend to get it on my, I don't know if this is normal.
Chin.
On my chin.
Yeah.
And invariably on my teeth. But the chin thing's the most embarrassing one.
I know. I mean, it's especially if you wear something quite glossy and if you're on your phone, I sometimes see people with it like on their chin and round towards their ear, I think because they're talking and it's kind of swiping up their face. So yeah, I think preparation is key and the right products to suit your lip shape and your skin tone makes a huge, huge difference as well.
So should we start with the prep and kind of the technique of applying a red lip and then maybe talk about different lipsticks for different skin tones.
Yes. Perfect. Okay, so you'd prep your skin every day before makeup and lips is exactly the same thing. I think exfoliating your lips, even with just your toothbrush every day, makes such a difference. Lip scrubs are huge at the moment. There's one that I love from Superdrug called Elf Cosmetics. It's like $2.99. It's super, super cheap. And you actually roll it up like a lipstick bullet. And yeah, just use that all over the lips. You can even use baby wipes. They really, really help as well.
Oh, really? Just literally wipe your lips with a baby wipe?
Yeah, just wipe it through. And with your toothbrush as well, sometimes in tiny circular motions, that can really help. But using a primer before your lipstick will really, really help to almost hold the lipstick on. And if you've got any dryness, any little bumps on your lips, it kind of gives it a really smooth canvas to work on before your lipstick goes on. So prep the lips with I love the Prep and Prime lip from MAC.
Yes, I love that
as
well.
That's like the best thing in my makeup kit. I use it in my makeup bag as well. Also, if you want to keep your lipstick on for longer, use your lip pencils all over your lip first. I think people tend to use it to define the lips and shape the lips. But you know what? If you put it as your base first, your lipstick and your lip pencil wear off at the same time.
So, which is good because yeah. there is, you know what happens to me? I end up with like the outline.
Exactly. And,
nothing and in
you
the
end
middle.
Up with that like clear bit in the middle and then yeah. the frame on the
it
outside.
Looks awesome.
Yeah. So that's a look in itself though. But if you have that across the lip, then they do kind of come off together in, okay. in a really organic way.
Lisa Potter Dixon says that you can put a nude lip pencil under a red lip. Would you agree with that?
It depends on the nude, on the red that you're going for, I think. If you're going for a really bold red, I would probably put a red lipstick underneath yep. it.
A red lip liner.
If you're going for something quite balmy, like the Glossier do really nice kind of tinted lip balms. And so a nude pencil under that would look great because it's going to just look like your natural lip
yeah.
colour.
Okay, so we've got our prep and prime and we've got our lip liner.
Yeah.
Any tips for actually applying the liner?
Okay, so the first tip I can share with you is always make sure that your lip pencil is sharpened. Quite often I've put on a lip pencil and it's right down to the very end and you're almost scratching your lips. So make sure it's really, really sharp. And start almost from the side of the pencil rather than use the point and you really cover the lips. And then when you get to the outer corners and your Cupid's bow, that's when you want to really pay attention to maybe enhancing the shape slightly, making it a little bit more fuller. Now, Charlotte Tilbury has an amazing range of lip cheat pencils and lip cheat is just the best word for it, really, because you can almost create that bigger lip shape without actually having your lips done, which is just genius.
Yes.
So she has one called Pillow Talk, which isn't red, but it is the same colour as
most lips.
It's yeah.
I've got it. I love it. It's my desert island, one of my desert
it's
island
mine
products.
Too. And in my kit, I think yeah. people always ask me before I even put a lip on them, have you got a Pillow Talk? It's kind of one of those things that's always going to be a cult staple beauty product because your lips do look like you've had them enhanced.
Yeah.
And you can take it as big and as bold as you want to.
And I know some people literally just use Pillow Talk and then shove a bit of lip balm on
That's
the top.
What I do.
Do you?
Absolutely. Every day. Just if I've got a bit of mascara on and my Pillow Talk, then I'm good to go.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It is.
But we are focusing on red. Does Charlotte
are.
Do a red
she
lip
does,
cheat?
And it's called Kiss and Tell.
Okay.
And it stays on for ages. So even if you're quite new to wearing a red lip, then you want to try something red, but you're not sure, try a pencil first, put that all over your lip because you can almost manipulate it to how full or how kind of like easygoing you want to do with it, you know?
So we've done our liner. Now, this is, I suppose, where we get into the application. Shall we talk a bit about tone before we do the actual
yes.
lipstick application? So when you're choosing your red, there's a cool red and there's a warm red.
There's a cool blue undertoned red and then yeah. there's like your kind of warm orangey tones.
Yeah.
Now, there's so many different lipsticks out there and, you know, to say that a fair skin would suit a more blue undertone is like, you know, it's very true. But also sometimes they would really suit a really orangey red as well. But I'd say blue undertones and light coral reds would really suit a real fair skin. Lights of kind of medium olive skin go for like an orange tone. So MAC have one called Lady Danger, which is a really
yes.
popular, really orange-based red. And then for a darker skin tone, your deep berries and like your ruby reds just look amazing.
Do you know a good ruby red?
A ruby red would be, again, Charlotte Tilbury, and that's red carpet red.
Okay.
And for a really deep red, try Diva from MAC. Diva lipstick.
Lovely. And what about a really good blue one?
For a really great blue undertone lipstick, Ruby Woo is just like a number one. Everyone loves it.
Yeah, I've heard so much about Ruby
Woo. You
would Woo.
Really suit that, Nick.
Would I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as far as application goes, I mean, we were saying before, when you apply a red lip, you do want it to stay in place. And obviously the lip liner trick is a really, really good one. And I think if it's going to stay in place, you're going to have your red lip all day. But from a lipstick perspective, are there any tricks of the trade that will actually give you a bit more staying power?
Yeah. So obviously priming the lip, as we spoke about, and then put your lipstick on, tissue blot your lipstick, then put your lipstick back on top. So you've almost sandwiched the colour together. So maybe apply the lipstick twice and blot in between. And then always check your teeth.
Yes.
That's one thing I always say, and it's always if I'm doing a red carpet makeup, it's like, I'm going to put this lipstick on you now. If you retouch, please make sure that you just check your teeth.
Do you do that thing where you put your finger?
Thumb, I do. Yeah. I do the thumb thing though.
Oh, is it the finger thing.
Well, I think that's probably nicer than the thumb because sometimes I'm on the train and I'm like doing my lipstick and then I just do it with habit. Put your thumb all the way in your mouth, twist it round and then whatever you've got on the bottom of your thumb would be what would be on your teeth.
Yes.
So you've like saved yourself there, but at the same time, it doesn't look very flattering.
Well, it can look seductive if done in the right way.
If you do it nice and slowly, then...
The red lip.
The red lip on the train.
The thumb in the mouth.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Now, we've talked a bit about colour. Do you want to go any more into that?
I think that if you are wanting to try something quite new then and you want to try a red, start with something balmy and then work your way up. You don't have to go in for something full on matte, you know, that's going to be a real, real statement, because I think a red lip is just something that people are quite scared of sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's just something you just roll with it, just go with it and just try something quite nude, a nudey red, and go into that kind of really bold statement lip as time goes on.
So would you say something like the Glossier Balm would be a good place to start?
Definitely start with those first and then kind of build your way up.
Yeah. Now, what I was saying that when we chat, I wanted to talk about different ages, because I think, you know, as I'm getting older, I know my skin is changing. Would that be the same for the lips? I mean, do you think that, you know, a younger person could in effect get away with wearing a certain formula that maybe someone older can't, or are they just for anyone?
No, 100%. I think as you get slightly older, your lips tend to get a little bit drier and sometimes they can get a bit smaller as well. So always, always use a lip pencil and also use something with a bit more slip. So Sisley do the most amazing lip colours, which have quite a lot of like a satin texture going through them. Mm. So they won't dry the lips out at all. Keep the lips looking a little bit more satin based and also use a little bit of gloss on top as well. So if you're a bit younger, matte lipsticks look incredible and they almost will give you that kind of fuller lip as well.
Yeah. So it's I get very sad about this, the fact that as we get older, we become drier.
I know.
And it's inevitable, isn't it? It's
totally. Like kind
of, is there a way of getting more collagen in your lips without having it injected?
Well, I don't know, but do you know what? There's a lip balm that I swear by and I use it morning, noon and night, and it's the Lizelle Super Balm.
Oh, really?
And it's not too greasy. You know, sometimes if you put a lip balm on, almost it works in the opposite effect and it almost feels like your lips are getting a bit bitty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So this is just like a really soft sheen on the lips and you can still wear your lipsticks on top of that. But I always put lip balm on before I go to bed, and as I do someone's makeup, once I've done their skin, I'll always put a lip balm on so it's working its magic before I then do the, you know, the full makeup.
I think that's a really good tip, and it's something you can so easily do. You've just cleansed, put your moisturiser on, put your lip balm on, then do some other stuff and then do your makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Now, do you have, so we've mentioned a few really famous red lipsticks that I know of them. I haven't tried all of them. Do you have a top five cool tones and a top five yellow orange toned?
Right, I do. So let's start with Topshop have an amazing shade called Rio Rio, and it's their bestseller out of their whole collection that they have there, and it's a really good price point. I think it's something like £7. So that would be like one of my top blue undertones. Also, Russian Red and Ruby Woo from MAC, they are both really up there. Charlotte Tilbury's Red Carpet Red is also an amazing one for that really kind of pillar box red. Now, if you're looking for something a bit more kind of orange based, Lady Danger, NARS actually have an amazing orange based lipstick called Jungle Red, which again has quite a lot of slip to it. And I have to recommend the L'Oreal Isabel Marant lipstick collection. They're £10 and there's five different lipsticks in there. There's an orange red, there's a pillar box red, and there's a dark red. And if you want something which feels really high end but at a great price point, then you can buy those in your local Boots. They are incredible. Limited edition, but until January, something like
Brilliant.
That.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, thank you. Do you know, 15 minutes talking about red lipsticks and I feel like I'm ready to go.
I want to put one on you right now.
Well, come on. Let's go to MAC
and
do it. Brilliant. We need to think about what we're discussing next week, but it's going to be pretty much the same. We're going to be talking about makeup products. We'll talk about some skincare products. And generally, you're going to impart your amazing wisdom.
I can't wait for next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.